He walked down the narrow corridor, past the neon sign that read, Glory Mart. This is the place, he thought to himself. The address and location Brighton had given him for his special assignment. Once inside, he followed the instructions the mistress had given him. I'm here to see Priscilla, he said, sheepishly, to the young man at the ticket booth. He instantly became aware of the faint sounds of moaning, grunting, and the distinct smell of sex in the air. The young man smiled. She'll be right with you, he replied, with a wink. Moments later, a sissy with bright cotton candy pink hair, wearing ballerina ensemble complete with pink tights and a tutu, came bouncing out. Welcome, she gasped excitedly. I'm so happy you made it. Brighton told me all about you. Right this way. He followed the ballerina through a door and a series of winding steps and hallways, and the sound of sex got louder. They arrived in a small room, with nothing but a massage table and a suspiciously shaped hole in the wall. Next to the larger opening was a smaller one, just big enough to fit a cucumber in, or a cock. All right, you're going to strip down completely naked and then put this collar on, Priscilla said, handing him a pink-studded collar to wear around his neck. She smiled as she watched him nervously strip down, naked as his name day, and then she held her hands out to take his clothes. Now you just hop up there on the table, pull your knees up so that your feet are resting comfortably in the furry stirrups, and then I'm sure someone will be coming along to try you out in no time. Priscilla left the room, the door slamming, and then he heard a click. He had been locked in, with only the four walls and a bottle of water to keep him company, still very naive as to what would happen to him, but faintly getting an idea of just how deep he was into this new world that his mistress had immersed him in. Out of curiosity, before he sat up on the table, he peeked through that hole, and that's when he discovered why it was called Glory Mart. His mouth dropped open, a mixture of horror and wonder. There were several holes in the walls of a large room, where men were walking in and out, some positioned at the fuck holes, similar to his own, and thrusting vigorously. He understood now, just as someone headed straight toward his hole. He assumed the position on the table, feeling a pair of alien hands pull his hips forward, then feeling of something warm and wet oozing all over his ass crack. It was going to be a very long night. This is your Enchantrix Tease, Mistress Brighton. If you like what you've heard so far, please make sure you check out my blog over at enchantrixtease.com or give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton.